It is October 12th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Several years ago, I wanted to set up a brokerage firm in Paris. I saw a great opportunity. Of course, I did not do so. But Crypto.com is setting up their European regional headquarters in Paris and committing €150 to support their market operations there. Bravo, Crypto.com. There is a new organization in crypto for people who are not bros. It's called the Association for Women in Cryptocurrency. Its founder is Amanda Wick, a former senior investigative counsel for the U.S. House of Representatives and a former chief of legal affairs for Chain Analysis, Inc. The New York Stock Exchange hosted a discussion yesterday posted to YouTube with Mairead McGuinness, EU Commissioner, Financial Services, to discuss sustainable finance and more. Finance Magnates reported that SGX's FX futures surged to a record 3.42 million contracts in September, hitting $205 billion traded. I'm trying to decide whether I have the energy to be able to make the Also event. It would be the first time heading out to Chicago or going out at night for such an event post my September 1st hip replacement surgery. But I will make a donation, as Also deserves our support. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Greg Dowd, the concept of basis. In this video from MarketsWiki Education's World of Opportunity event in New York, Greg Dowd, then president of the Commodity Markets Council, discussed the concept of basis and how it applies to the financial industry. According to Dowd, basis is a fundamentally important concept in the world today. Dowd also talked about Dodd-Frank and how it affects the commodity markets. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Look at all the money Cargill made. The commodities giant posted the highest net profit in its 157-year history. It pays to be king in uncertain times. The recipe for making money if you're a commodities trader is simple. Buy natural resources in one place in time and sell them somewhere else later, hopefully making a buck by exploiting the difference. Follow that recipe successfully many, many times, and the profits can be enormous, especially for the biggest players. Consider Cargill Inc., the commodities giant that's also the largest privately owned company in the U.S. It reported a net profit of $6.68 billion for the fiscal year ending in May, the most it earned annually in its 157-year history, according to a copy of its accounts reviewed by Bloomberg Opinion. That's a 35% increase from the previous fiscal year, which had also been a record. Revenue in the latest fiscal year rose to $165 billion from $134.4 billion in 2021. My comment. Cargill is a money-making machine, a private one. Here's the story from People. Angela Lansbury, screen and Broadway icon, dead at 96. Angela Lansbury, the London-born actress who for seven decades brought a commanding ladylike presence to stage, screen, and television, especially over the 12 years she played dauntless mystery novelist Jessica Fletcher on CBS's Murder, She Wrote, has died. She was 96. The children of Dame Angela Lansbury are said to announce that their mother died peacefully in her sleep at home in Los Angeles at 1:30 a.m. today, Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, just 5 days shy of her 97th birthday, her family said in a statement obtained by People. My comment. The New York Times has a column on the long list of roles Lansbury played in movies and television. She was quite the actress, who is beloved more recently for her role in the long-running TV show Murder, She Wrote. Here's a story from Bloomberg. King Charles to be crowned May 6th in 1,000-year-old ceremony. Charles became monarch when Elizabeth II died in September. Coronation will be held at Westminster Abbey in London. King Charles III's coronation will take place on May 6th in a millennium-old ceremony at London's Westminster Abbey. The monarch will be crowned alongside his wife, Queen Consort Camilla, with proceedings due to be overseen by Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, Buckingham Palace said on Tuesday in a statement. Charles, who acceded to the throne and was named king last month following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, will be 74 at the time of the ceremony, making him the oldest person to be crowned in British history. My comment, some traditions must be upheld no matter how tedious. Here's another story, this one from Insider. I toured the Miami neighborhood where Ken Griffin is moving Citadel, his $51 billion hedge fund. I can see why he chose it. Wall Street South lives up to the hype. Miami has become a hot destination in the finance world, with Brickell even earning the nickname Wall Street South. Earlier this year, Citadel CEO Ken Griffin announced that the $51 billion hedge fund would be moving its global headquarters from Chicago to Miami, specifically to the city's vibrant finance hub, Brickell. My comment, what is the hype? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Kevin Bacon talks losing most of his fortune to Bernie Madoff. There's obvious life lessons from the New York Post. Second was Coinbase and others could be broken up under Watchdog's proposed crypto reforms from Barron's. Third was Ken Griffin's ex-wife also pulling up stakes in Chicago, from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Japan bond market sets record for nothing happening. Trading of benchmark 10-year bond dries up for four straight sessions as the central bank keeps tight control of yields. Bond traders to the Bank of Japan, thanks for nothing. For the fourth straight session, none of the latest issue of the 10-year government bonds traded on Wednesday. According to Japan Bond Trading Company, it was the longest streak since March 1999 when comparable data became available. The responsibility for making a normally large market wither away into nothing belongs to the Bank of Japan, which on days such as these is offering a higher price for the 10-year bond than any private firm is willing to pay. That means trading between financial institutions, the kind tracked by market data firms, dries up. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, hedge fund managers paid for stock picking genius aren't showing much of it. The traditional strategy of mixing long and short equity bets hasn't provided the bear market buffer that clients hope for. Even in the high pressure, high pay world of hedge funds, the long short stock picker is supposed to be somebody special. The style pioneered seven decades ago by Alfred Winslow Jones gave hedge funds their name. In addition to betting on their favorite stocks going up or being long in Wall Street's argo, they wager on other stocks falling, selling short, and use leverage to juice their gains. The idea is that an investor with true skill at spotting both good and bad companies will be hedged against broader market declines as long as their shorts fall more than their longs do. and that clients would be willing to pay enormous fees, normally traditionally 2% of the assets per year plus 20% of the profits, for that kind of Midas touch. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. Crypto winter claims high-profile C-suite execs. Well-known industry leaders are exiting the digital asset sector for a range of reasons. What do Michael Saylor, Jesse Powell, Michael Morrow, Sam Trabuco, Brett Harrison, and Alex Mashinsky have in common? If you said they're dudes in crypto, you'd be correct. If you said they're dudes who used to be crypto CEOs and suddenly weren't anymore, you'd also be correct. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.